USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The World Health Organization's COVID-19 dashboard shows a new one-day record has been reached at 307,930 confirmed cases of the coronavirus worldwide. Daily confirmed cases have only topped 300,000 once before, when 306,000 were reported on September 6th. According to the WHO's figures, there have been more than 28,870,000 confirmed cases of the respiratory disease, while more than 921,000 people have lost their lives worldwide, including 5,537 yesterday. The WHO's chief said the average daily number of cases throughout the European region is now higher than it was during the first peak in March, citing the record 48,921 cases confirmed in Europe yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Average gasoline prices have now dropped over 3 cents in the last week, and John Clements reports.
That's the lowest level in several weeks. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us prices could go even lower.
The national average remains 39 cents lower than last year's tally, and likely will continue heading lower as oil prices have plunged, surrounding concerns about oil and gasoline demand.
Requirements for summer gasoline blends will come to an end on Tuesday, ushering in cheaper to produce winter gasoline.
Aviation is amongst the industries hardest hit by the global pandemic, a reality illustrated as major U.S. carriers tallied another round of massive losses due to havoc wrought by COVID-19. U.S. Airlines reported a second quarter after-tax net loss of over $11 billion, double their collective $5.2 billion loss in the first quarter. The steep drop in travel has forced carriers to dramatically reduce their flight capacity and rendered tens of thousands more employees unemployed. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A number of gym owners in San Francisco are outraged after learning that gyms in government buildings in Nancy Pelosi's district have been open for weeks for police officers and city employees despite the coronavirus pandemic. The city of San Francisco is not expected to allow private gyms to reopen for workouts until the end of September. A local owner said it's just demonstrating that there seems to be a double standard between what city employees are allowed to do and the regular residents of San Francisco are allowed to do, thanks to Nancy Pelosi. One city public safety building recorded 468 gym visits in just one day, according to records the San Francisco Police Department shared online. A federal appeals court in Florida ruled against felons seeking to restore their voting rights without first paying off court debts and fees, finding that a 2019 state law designed to curtail a successful ballot measure still created a clear path to the ballot box. The 6-4 ruling by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals is another victory for Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who opposed lifting Florida's lifetime ban on voting for felons. The law calls for felons to include the exact amount in the court costs that they owe when they apply to vote with the Florida Department of State. Critics of the law argued that determining the cost was difficult, if not impossible, but the appellate panel determined that Florida was within its rights under the federal due process clause. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.